Sunday is Mother's Day, a bittersweet day for mothers and families of sons sentenced to life in prison. Even though the U.S. Supreme Court has declared mandatory life without parole unconstitutional for teens, many families are still waiting for their day in court. Some in Philadelphia are calling on lawmakers to act, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Kimberly King's calling for compassion. And when she talks about it, the number 22 has special meaning. Her older brother was 22 when he was sentenced to life in prison. And her little brother was murdered at 22. The separate incidents both happened in West Philly.
It may seem as if the healing comes from seeing the perpetrator put away, but it does nothing.
She says when someone's convicted of murder, they should be put away for a long time.
But to completely condemn them to death, I think that's wrong.
Her older brother, Terrell Carter, is now 47. He's an author and teaches classes to other inmates in prison. She says they talk on the phone every day.
He could be doing so much more outside than he's doing inside. So it's a waste of a human life.
Pennsylvania's tough-on-crime laws have given the state more juvenile lifers than any place else. In Philly alone, some 300 prisoners now qualify for new sentencing hearings after the two recent U.S. Supreme Court cases. The High Court said that mandatory life without parole isn't allowed, but that still gives prosecutors the power to lock up a murder suspect for life in some cases. After the event, the mothers marched to the district attorney's office and delivered the city's top prosecutor, Seth Williams, a Mother's Day card. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.